Welcome to Capital Arguments again for the 10th of April, 2024. This is the quick show where we remember Capital Arguments columns from times gone by. I am your host, Jim Thompson. This show is exclusively sponsored by C.R. Meyer of Oshkosh, Wisconsin. C.R. Meyer can be reached at crmeyer.com, that's C-R-M-E-Y-E-R.com, or by calling them at 800-236-6650. Now for today's column from the July of 2015, How to Approach an Expansion or Upgrade Project, Part 1. And the head of corporate process engineering for a major packaging company, I was called to a mill to discuss how to save one of the mill's three paper machines. This was the wrong question, although I did not know it at the time. All projects need to be approached with a rigorous discipline. It is the same discipline the finance professionals use when evaluating your business, either internally or at your favorite investment bank. There are three components to a successful project, and they are ranked in this order. 1. Markets. 2. Raw materials. And 3. The assets, including people assets, that fit between 1 and 2. Get these right and you can't go wrong. Get any one of them wrong and you will not have a successful project. We have a dog whose name is Fred. Fred came from the shelter. He is what is known as a rescue dog. Some people erroneously think rescue dogs are free. Our bank account stands testimony to the cost of this free dog over the last 8 years. I haven't added it up, but I'll guess this free dog had cost us over $500 thus far. Heck, his vet bills were over $500 in the month of June alone, and that was just for checkups, boarding, and so forth. So this is where we start. Installed assets at your mill are not free for your new project. I don't care if they've been written off for 10 years. All assets, regardless of book value, have to fit into the 1-2-3 formula above. If you end up force-fitting them, they will not work. Next month, we will start on number 1, markets. Thanks for listening to our show. Remember, for all your construction needs, call C.R. Meyer at 800-236-6650.
Thank you for listening to our show today. We appreciate your support. Make sure you're always reading the highest-ranked e-newsletters in the worldwide pulp and paper industry. They are globalpapermoney.com and nipimpressions.com. This program has been produced by Pulp and Paper Radio International, now in its 11th year of delivering worldwide pulp and paper news when and where the listener desires. Copyright 2024, all rights reserved. And remember, whatever you do, please do it safely. We'll be talking to you soon.